Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Hello, podcasters. I'm here today with the lovely Shell. And Shell just recently, I stumbled across Shell on, I think it was Instagram or Facebook, I can't remember. And she was showing, probably in our group first. And anyway, she was showing off her before and after photos that she'd had. She's had a lower body lift with Dr. Mark Magnuson at Toowoomba Plastic Surgery. And she was more than happy to share her story. So I'm really excited to have a chat with her today. So welcome, Shell.
Welcome, Trish. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Hey, as I said before, how good are you looking?
I'm feeling fabulous.
So tell me, first of all, how old are you, Shell, if you don't mind my asking?
1966 finished, so 52.
Okay, awesome. So you're just a little bit younger than me, but we won't tell anyone. So tell me about your journey. First of all, what happened? Why did you have to have surgery? What made you decide to have surgery? And tell us a bit about your life. Like, what led you to where you were at?
About 3 years ago, I got back with my first ever love, my 10-year-old love, and we decided last year in July to lose the excess kilos, but it left with me with about 7 kgs of skin that had nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. So it was like an apron. So in July last year, I had a consultation with Mark just to see what I needed to do. I was still at my 89 kilos then, and by the time I got to him in surgery on the 10th of April this year, I was 75 kgs.
Wow, that's amazing. So what did you start from?
89.
No, what did you start from originally? 89,
Originally I was 102 kilos. That was in 2012. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I'd lost a percentage of weight, and then last year it spurred on, and then I lost about 15 kgs, so...
Fantastic. And how did you lose the weight, first of all?
By following a dietitian's program, by just portion control mainly, and just having protein in between meals, and that if I was hungry.
Well done, you, because it's not easy to lose weight. Like, having been a bariatric patient myself, even then it's not easy to lose weight. So to have done it without... anything like that, go you.
And I do 7 kgs a day for 5 days a week, and I swim.
What, you mean 7 kilometres?
Yeah.
Walking, running?
Walking and running.
Okay. Oh, my God. Good on you.
And we do park running on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. It's the time 5K park run. I do it in 35 minutes. I finally broke my personal best this last Saturday. I achieved 3 weeks before my operation. Now I'm back to normal, so I'm only beat it by a second. So I do 35:52 now instead of 35:53.
So make me feel really bad now, because I so want to lose weight, but I just don't. I don't know. I think it's just it's all about focus, isn't it? Once your mind is focused, you can just pretty much do anything. Hey.
Yes. Yes.
I'm so unfocused at the moment, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm happy to share other people's journeys.
And do you know, I found with my weight loss, it's not all about denying yourself stuff. It's just having a small portion of it, and not every day. It's just once a week you give yourself a treat and go, I did that.
Yep. That makes so much sense. So you're not depriving yourself, because if you're I'm forever depriving myself. So then I'm like, no, I'm not going to have anything. And then, a bar of chocolate comes up. I'm like, oh, my God, I'll just eat the whole thing, you know. So it's true. I think everything in moderation, hey, have what you want, but just don't go crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me, so what surgery did you actually have?
I had a lower body lift, a liposuction, and a Brazilian butt lift.
Mm-hmm. Did you and have... that was it?
That was it.
That's enough. So did you have it all done at once?
Yes.
Wow. I'm just like, oof, that's just like freaks me out. So tell me about your experience. So like, so you went, first of all, you went, I know you said you went to have your consult, and then did you tell Dr. Magnuson what you wanted, or did, like, did you guys come, like, did you know what you want before you went in, or, like, went in there?
I knew I wanted to have a tummy tuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then he suggested, well, let's have a lower body lift so we can put everything back in place, and the liposuction will put the fat from that into your butts, because your butt, my butt had sagged and everything from all the weight loss. So he balanced me back out. So he's made my body the right shape again.
Yeah, yeah. And how did you find, well, first of all, how did you find him?
I knew of him in Toowoomba.
Yeah.
But I just did a bit of research, and he's a very qualified person,
mm-hmm.
and he's had very good testimonials and that, so mm-hmm. that's where I went.
Yep, fantastic.
And it was close to home, like 4 hours instead of 6 hours to Sydney or whatever.
It's a bonus, isn't it? Well, I'm looking at your before and afters now, and what I mean, because you see before and afters all the time, but what blew me away about yours, and I know that you're not going to mind if we share them after because we've spoken about that, is that you had, I mean, we... because I've had a tummy tuck, and you've got that apron that kind of just hangs down.
Ugh.
But your apron, like, hangs down, like, past the tops of your thighs. Like, it would hang about 3 or 4 inches past the tops of your thighs?
Yep.
And just to see that, I can't stop looking at it. It's just, like, it blows me away. It's just a phenomenal job. Like, I don't know.
Look at it this way. I hadn't seen the nether regions for about 20 years.
Well, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that's amazing. So tell me about your experience. Like, and you went there, you had your consult, you wanted a tummy tuck, and he said, okay, well, why don't we just do a complete lower body lift, put you in proportion, and what else did you have? So you had the breast lift?
No, didn't do anything to my boobs.
Okay, they just look bigger. Okay, so you had liposuction. Where was your lipo?
The lipo was on the same day as everything else.
Mm-hmm. So it was whereabouts on your back? Body? The back.
Mm-hmm. And round the front, he did round near my belly button, top mm-hmm. of my rib cage. So he really moved everything,
mm-hmm.
proportioned everything again.
And with, because it's funny because I'm looking at your legs here, like I'm looking at the sideways shot here, and like obviously the butt lift or fat transfer to the butt, whatever the, you know, it's always got a different name, but basically it's obviously giving you a bit of fat in your butt. And it's funny because your legs were quite, thin, whereas now they fit in with the rest of your body, but they're not smaller.
No, they're not smaller.
No. No, it's like it's a real, like it's true contouring, isn't it?
Yes, he does really, really, really well at the contouring part of it. Right, I don't know how they really do it because it's scary.
I know. Well, I've seen, lots of, like I said, lots of before and afters, but when it's such a great result with so much of that skin hanging, because it looks like that skin is actually not just skin, like it looks like it's quite full.
Yes.
So, no, great job. So tell me...
We also did the separation in my stomach, abdominis?
Yep.
Yeah, he sewed that back together. That was something I forgot to tell you.
The muscle repair.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about your experience. So when he suggested that, did you book in there and then?
I booked in on February the 2nd, I think,
mm-hmm.
this year.
Yep. Did you book it after the consultation? Like you were like, oh, my God, yes, that's what I want to do. Did you book it straight away or did you go away and think about it?
I went away and thought about it. I lost the weight so I could – that was the thing.
Oh, that's right.
That spurred me on. Mm-hmm. So I went on the 17th of July last year
mm-hmm.
and I lost the weight, and I got to February and we had our second consult, and I said, yep, book us in for the 10th of April.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we went at, so –
fantastic. And so tell us about your actual experience. So you went in on the day of surgery, nervous as anything, I guess, or you weren't nervous? You were.
I was pretty relaxed, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he was running late.
Oh, that's pretty normal for a plastic surgeon, I think. I think a lot of them might be running late.
Yeah.
Because you never know how long the person before you is going to be. You know what I mean? You
just exactly.
You've got to do what they need. And if you might think it's half an hour and it takes an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, my surgery was 5 hours.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Yeah, so I was under anaesthetic for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So the operation went well. I came out really well out of anaesthetic. Went back to the room. I think I was on a fair amount of painkillers, but I was up probably having something to eat by, say, 7 o'clock that night. My operation was 10 in the morning. I'd had time to come out of thing. I had something to eat. And then 12 hours later, I was up and walking around, and that not straight up and down, but sort of crouched over, but I was up with the physio's help and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The pain, though, they really managed the pain really well. I had 4 drains in. I think by, say, Wednesday afternoon, my operation was on Tuesday morning, by Wednesday afternoon I was able to walk down the hallway and come back. So you just managed everything.
Yeah.
Pretty well that way.
Yep.
Not to say that there wasn't a lot of pain when I didn't manage my pain properly, but there was pain. I had that when you have that sort of operation, they put you in a compression garment.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to get used to having constant pressure on your body. It was really manageable,
mm-hmm.
but I've got a high pain threshold anyway.
Yep. So, yeah. So tell me, how long were you, like when you woke up from your surgery, because like 5 hours is a long time. I know it sounds like you were eating like about 4 hours after that, but how did you feel? Like, do you remember anything from then, or like did you think, oh my God, what have I done? Did you have any of that sort of feeling?
No, I had no regrets at all.
Wow. Wow.
Because I knew what I was in for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had 2 seizures and I sort of thought I got through them okay, so.
Yeah, so your expectations weren't, like you kind of, you'd been informed as to what was going to be going on, how you're going to be feeling, so you weren't kind of surprised at the way you were feeling. And you know what, it sounds like as well that you obviously, you know, with a really healthy diet that you'd lost weight, so you obviously your body was probably at its optimum nutrition level as well, so you know you're doing yourself a favor with regards to that as well. Hey,
yes, exactly. And I was well rested, and mm-hmm. it's just about doing the right things for your body, fueling it right and making sure you're at the best possible place before you're going to have this sort of operation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so tell me, how long were you in hospital for?
Well, I was admitted on Tuesday in the morning at 8:30 and I came out at 1 p.m. on the Friday.
Friday, so 3 nights.
Yeah.
Wow. And was that enough for you? Like you were comfortable going home at that time?
Yes.
That's
great. I didn't actually drive the 4 hours back to Moree then, but I stayed at a friend's place until the Tuesday. So I could get I had 2 drains out before I left hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Tuesday I had the other 2. Ruth took them out at the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Tuesday afternoon I went home.
So basically it was a week from the time you went in to the time that you actually got back home, because you came out after three nights and then you stayed at a friend's place, so you stayed. So it took a week to get your tubes out is what I'm trying to say. Is that right?
Yeah, 10 days.
Okay. Oh, yeah. 10 days to get your tubes out.
Tuesday. They put in on Tuesday and they came out on Tuesday.
Yeah, 7 days. No, that's 7 days.
7 days, yeah.
Mm, mm. Oh, fantastic. And tell us a little bit from there on in. So, like, did you have to be careful, or like, how long did you wear your compressions for? And
6 weeks. Mm-hmm. 6 weeks compressions. I wasn't allowed to drive for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. What else? I'll tell you one thing. The best thing Ruth has organised with the plastic surgery is to have a physiotherapist, because you lose the lack of, you lose your muscle reflexes for your muscles, like your pelvic floor and all that sort of stuff. So okay. I recommend that people go and see a physiotherapist beforehand and afterwards.
Oh, before as well?
Yes.
Okay. How long did you see a physio before for?
I think the day before the operation, or the week mm-hmm. before the operation. Mm-hmm. And they give you a set of exercises to start beforehand mm-hmm. and a set of exercises that you follow for the next 12 months.
Oh, that's great. So they must have a physio who knows all about the lower body lift surgery and can actually give you a full, because, you want to go to someone who knows about that kind of surgery, wouldn't you?
Yes. She works hand in hand with Ruth at Toowoomba Plastic Surgery.
Great.
And people don't realise that you lose control of your muscles. Mm-hmm. Because it is that type of thing. Your rectus abdominis is what your core is needs for your core muscles in your body. And if you don't have core muscles, you don't have your muscle tone or anything like that, because you can't, how do I explain it? You can't retain it again mm-hmm. if you don't do these exercises.
Yep. Okay. So it kind of gets you
back, your contour, like your body shape and that back and everything, because you're getting your muscles to work again.
Yep. So let's go on to, so after you got home, what did you do? Because you obviously can't do, you know, life doesn't go back to normal. Like, obviously, how long did it, like, how were you when you got back home?
I was okay. I suppose when I started taking, like, at 4 weeks, I think I took off the stripping that they put on you mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. the scar line. And I fainted. I've never fainted in my life, but I fainted.
Oh, wow. Wow. Was that when you were at home?
Yeah, when I was at home. Lucky my husband was with me.
Totally. I mean, because you probably should have someone with you after this kind of surgery for how long, do you know? Like,
oh, a week or so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hang on, you left after a week. So maybe, it's even 2 weeks. Than a week. Yeah.
Yeah. 10 days after, or 2 weeks
so
after.
So what were you doing when you fainted?
I was just about ready to get in the shower. I took the stripping off because mm-hmm. Ruth had told me to take the stripping off when I got home. Mm-hmm. And, I got in the shower. I was just about to get in the shower and I fainted. Lucky he was there to catch me.
Wow. Did he actually catch you before you hit the ground?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Jeez, that was so lucky. Because I have actually heard a couple of stories where people have actually fainted and fallen wrong and ripped something apart, or you know what I mean? Like, because I know, so it can happen, hey?
Yeah, it can happen, so have people around you.
Yep. Do you know what it was that made you faint? Did
just taking the stripping off, I think.
Right.
And I've never done that before. I'm pretty good at things.
I've never fainted either. I think I'd be pretty frightened too. All right, so that was how long did it take you to stand up straight?
Oh, probably by the end of 2 weeks, 14 days.
Okay, yep, that's probably about average, I think, hey?
Yep, that's about average.
Yep. All right, and so what happened after that? Like, did you just, how did you spend your days? Like, did you just, like, because, like, I'm wondering how you would lie down, because, like, you've got a circumferential cut from, you know, like,
and I had a Brazilian butt lift too, so you couldn't lie on your butt.
Yep.
So Mark designed this. You go to Clark Rubber and you cut. They give you this rubber, and then you've got to cut out a frame for your butt to go into mm-hmm. for sitting in chairs. And then when you were sleeping, I got a body pillow,
mm-hmm.
ones that they use in pregnancy and that. I put that between my legs, but I also made a nest of pillows to lie in
mm-hmm.
so I could lie on my side and not lie on my butt.
Okay.
So it was quite a setup to go to sleep, but it must have worked successfully.
Yeah, that'd be worth a photo if you had it taken one.
Cause it's quite funny, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because until someone's gone through experience, like everyone goes through their own experience, and then you hear this from this person, this from that person, and everyone has something different that works for them. So when you put them all together, you can actually come up with a really good, checklist or, that might work for some people and some things may not work for others, but it gives you some sort of, advice as to how to,
It was like I made a little V nest
mm-hmm.
because I had to lie on my side because mm-hmm. I couldn't lie because I had the Brazilian butt lift and you couldn't lie on your back. So it was just like, and then I'd have to rotate myself during the night.
Yep.
So I didn't get pain.
Oh, God,
and we had to actually get a memory foam topper for the bed because the bed was just too hard under my hips.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually got no fat on my hips anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be hard to live with. Not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, and then so how long do you reckon it took you? Do you work? Did you have to go back to work?
Yeah, I was back at work on the third week, 21 days.
Okay. Oh, gee, that's amazing.
But I had really great support from my regional manager and that. So all I had to do was serve customers
mm-hmm.
and I had a seat there with a cushion on and I had those pincer things that you get at Bunnings, like the Oates pincer things to pick up things off the floor if I had to pick up things off the floor.
Okay, yep.
Because I'm a manager in a retail mm-hmm. dress shop.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Oh, that's good. So you got So you got a lot of support from work, which was really helpful, and that's probably why you could go back at 3 weeks because that's like phenomenal, really. 3 weeks is amazing.
Yes, it is.
All right, and how long do you reckon before you got back to fully normal? Like, because obviously you had to have your compression garments on for how long?
6 weeks, so, yeah, and life's back to normal pretty much now.
Yeah.
Can do anything. So probably at the 12-week mark I was pretty normal again.
Yep.
Because it's about 16, 18 weeks now, so.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's, 4 to 5 months. And is it like look, actually, let me ask you this question, because I remember when I had my first tummy tuck, I felt for ages like as if a part of me was missing. Like it almost felt like, I couldn't believe that my hand could get so close to my belly and my belly wasn't there. Do you have any of that feeling?
Did you have any of that? I have that.
Can you explain that? Explain that, because it's been so long for me now that I don't really remember, but I remember so vividly that there was that feeling. Can you give us that emotion?
It's like it feels weird that I can actually wear clothes that make my stomach look, or that it is flat now. And
yeah.
It's the weird feeling. And because I've had a LBL where the scar line is, if I eat too much or anything like that, it gives you a gentle reminder not to eat too much.
Oh.
Like the pressure's there.
Yep.
On the scar line. So
mm-hmm.
you just, there's all these little reminders that, there's no stomach there anymore.
Yep. Well, no, it sounds like you must, you're a different person. You really are. I mean, look at it physically. How has it made you, like,
it's made
mentally?
Me a lot more confident.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Way more confident.
Right. In what way? Like when you say more confident, like in what you wear and meeting people?
Yes,
and
meeting people and I'm encouraging more people. People keep walking up to me and saying, you look so amazing. And then I turn around and say, well, you can do this too
mm-hmm.
if you go and see the right people, go and see a dietitian, have a consultation with a plastic surgeon,
mm-hmm.
if that's the way. I had all these people ask me, who did you go to? You look amazing. And so I'd say, well, this is the steps I took before I went. Yeah. So
It's so good when you can help someone else, isn't it? It's kind of like it just makes it all the more sweeter.
Yes, it does.
No, I totally get it. Well, I've got to say thank you so much, Shell, for your chat tonight. I was just like, I quite often look at your photo. Don't ask me why, you know, because sometimes you're just flipping through and I think, oh, just, you know, some pictures are just exceptional. And, you know, that no doubt about it that yours is one of those. Like, I've just absolutely loved looking at your pictures. Like, it's absolute joy. And thank you so much again for, you know, having that chat with me as well.
You're quite welcome. Anytime, Trish.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And listeners, if you're out there and you are thinking of having a tummy tuck or you need a plastic surgery procedure and you want to go to someone who does an exceptional job, exceptional service, and is going to look after you, you can't go past Dr. Mark Magnuson, who is actually in Toowoomba and also on the Gold Coast. You can Google him or you can drop him an email to us at info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au and we'll give you his info. So thanks a lot again, Shell.
Thank you.
No worries. Bye.
Bye.
The Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners. For more information, visit plasticsurgeryhub.com.au or email info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au. The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.